This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's Hour 5 G-Bag Nation Rangers pregame coming up at 6:30. Here's Woolchuck with that proper round trip.
All righty, so it is a DeGrom night, and congratulations to Jacob DeGrom. He was the Rangers Player of the Month for the month of June, as he was absolutely brilliant. Looks to carry that over here into July against the O's tonight, whom he almost had a no-hitter against last week. So excited for tonight. Always fun when we get DeGromination. Josh Smith back in the lineup playing first. He's going to be leading off for you, followed by Seager, Simeon, Garcia, Alejandro Osuna playing left, Jonah Heim at center. Billy McKinney making his Rangers debut. The Pride of Plano West DHing. Ezekiel Duran will be playing third, and Sam Haggerty at center field wraps up the order. But it is indeed Bobby Bonilla Day, as he is set to collect another $1.193 million from the New York Mets, as he gets annually on July 1st up until 2035. It's the gift that keeps on giving for Bobby Bonilla. And he was with Buster Olney of ESPN, and Buster asked him, just like, how special is this day for you, Bobby?
You get a payment from that deferral on July 1st. Correct. Tell me, you know, what that day is like for you and who you hear from.
Well, I hear from a lot of people. It's probably bigger than my birthday. Everybody knows that day more than my birthday. You know, listen, it's we've been doing it for quite a long time now. I'm kind of used to it. It's a lot of fun to have it, but you know, it was done so long ago. You know, it's just
more than 30 years, and you have more than a decade to go.
Well, but don't be mad at me because of that, Buster.
Oh, no.
It is what it is. It is what it is. It's just a great day. You know, I just have fun with it now. I mean, I'm glad I did put the money away. And, you know, it's just a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Just a beautiful thing. You know, it's an incredible day. I think we'd all love it if once a year we just opened up that bank account and here's $1.1 million.
I got money.
Just chilling.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, gosh, what a crazy life.
And the Mets have to be looking back at this and thinking, what the hell did we do in 2000?
No, it was genius. I mean, because you had to get him, and you wanted to defer some of the money. And like 25 or 30 years later, $1 million is worth a lot less.
Well,
like you could have invested back then $250,000 probably and had it turn into $1 million over the course of 3 decades.
It's crazy. And he negotiated 8% interest as well.
Okay, that's nice.
So he got himself paid. Now we have another Bobby Bonilla Day that we'll start tracking. That's Chris Davis Day, as he has secured a $9.16 million payment today from two deferral agreements through his 7-year, $161 million 2016 contract with the Orioles.
So wow, what a dodged a bullet for the Rangers.
Oh, big time. So Chris Davis is set to cash in on another $31.5 million between now and 2037. Absolutely not.
The most frustrating Ranger hitter maybe of all time.
Yeah.
He would be crushing the minor leagues. I don't know what the OPS must have been, over 1,000. And then you'd bring him up here and he'd hit like 140.
It's crazy.
Finally, they decided to get rid of him. Like, okay,
yeah,
forget this.
And then he had an awesome first year, and then we found out he was juicing.
Yeah, I found, and he got paid.
He did. He got himself paid.
Perfect execution, by the way.
It was. Juice. I knew it.
It worked out. It worked out. Bleacher Report had a fresh trade idea, and one of your Rangers is on here, and I wonder if we're kind of there now as a fan base where we'd be okay with this. I think a month ago, when this topic was breached, there was a lot of pushback on the text. 877-881-1053, because this is, it's a fan favorite. He did it again last night. He had a big moment. ALCS MVP, but it's Adolis Garcia. And they've got Doley being traded to the New York Mets. And in return, the Rangers would get Anthony Nunez, who is a right-hander reliever. He's got a 1.47 ERA. His whip sits 0.82. He's got 14.4 Ks over 9 and 24 appearances between high A and double A. So this is a prospect that you'd be getting back, a reliever that has control of the future. But they offload $9.25 million in salary, and then you get the prospect in return. So you've got the Mets who are picking up Doley's money. That frees up money for the Rangers, and then they get a prospect who is a relief pitcher that they're always in need of. So in turn, it's really kind of a salary dump,
yeah,
in a sense. And that's kind of what you're looking at right now, because I don't know at his age what you're really going to be able to get even for Adolis Garcia.
And you're not going to want to bring him back at the end of this year. I mean, it's just been, it's been too much, and you're not sure what his offense is going to be. You know, I think a team desperate for a quality defensive outfielder who could get hot,
yeah,
that needs it to finish their run is probably the best thing you could do with Adolis Garcia right now, because I don't want to bring him back in another deal. Is he already frustrated with the organization for not paying him for winning them a World Series already? Like, it's just probably best for everybody to move on at this point. You're not really saving any money for the future, you know, no, just this year. And apparently there's value in that for Ray. But on Nunez, is this a guy who's a top 10 prospect for the Mets or just another one? I mean, the numbers you threw out there were outstanding.
He's pretty good. He's a pretty good relieving prospect. I don't know. I don't think he's one of their top prospects, but he's probably their best reliever, I would say, that they've got. I mean, that's an interest. Like, I'd be very interested in that player because the Rangers don't have a ton of relievers that are under control moving forward. Every year they're kind of rebuilding. So I'd be interested in adding somebody that could end up being a big asset in the bullpen. He certainly sounds like one of those guys that could be.
Yeah, just like a little bit of research on him. It seems like he was with the Padres. And he was an infielder just a few years ago. They're calling him the most unlikely pitching prospect who's actually really coming into his own as a reliever. So
23 years old, 6'2", 2.25 at double A. He's their 28th best prospect right now, which is way low.
It's low, but that's, I guess, if you just had a position change,
sure,
maybe he's able to move up the ranks there. Like, maybe he finally found a home here as a pitcher. So there could be somebody else on the Mets roster that certainly CY looks at and says, like, no, this is the guy we'd actually want, and this is just a trade that's been thrown out from Bleacher Report. But that's certainly one of those teams in the Mets who could eat some money. You know, and that's kind of what you're going to be looking for here. I don't know what the temperature is among the fan base if you're wanting to trade Adolis Garcia. Certainly in 2023, if they did that, would have been terrible. The fans would have rioted. Now, I think we're looking at, and you're right, 214, thank you, it was Adderall for Chris Davis. That's exactly what it was. He did not have a prescription for Adderall, and he got popped for it. Idiot.
Ah, man.
That's just to help him focus.
Yeah, well,
he was trying to lock in.
Performance enhancer, right?
Yeah, it's considered illegal. For sure.
A lot of baseball players got swept up in that, though, because
I don't blame him.
He replaced the amphetamines. The greenies.
Yeah. The greenies. Yeah. Now, we had Jeremy Pena of the Astros. It's their shortstop. He's on the IL. He's got a rib fracture. He's had a breakout year. He's been absolutely phenomenal. So that's a hit to the Astros lineup as we look at the divisional race right now.
Fractured rib?
Yeah.
Man, I'm so sorry for the Houston Astros, and that sounds like a painful injury. Hopefully Mr. Pena is going to be okay, but that's huge.
Big. Yeah. Big. And Bryce Harper is being reinstated from the IL. He's missed 22 games. Wrist inflammation for old Brycey. But he's going to be back in the lineup there for Filthy. And then finally, Mike Piazza, who we've actually mentioned a couple of times. He's got Cal Raleigh. By the way, Cal Raleigh hit his 33rd home run last night for Seattle. He stays red hot, and he's on pace to have the best catching season of anybody since Mike Piazza. But he's pissed off about position players pitching. He said, I just don't understand it. 20-plus seasons of major, minor, and winter league ball, I have never faced a position player as a pitcher, except Felix Rodriguez, who started as a catcher, and Tommy converted him to a pitcher who threw 97. He went on an entire rant about this on X. He said, this is truly amazing. I have no reason to doubt these numbers. I just think it warrants a discussion, and I think there needs to be a reason why you have to grind through tough times. These are where champions are made. He doesn't want extra late innings, games over with. You're putting a position player out there to pitch. I think there's some great moments out of this. I mean, hell, yeah. Ezekiel Duran went ahead and had a hell of an inning for the Rangers a few weeks ago.
I want position players pitching. I want pitchers hitting.
You're not trying to tell. Yeah, well, last night we got Jack Leiter. That got himself an opportunity, which was very weird.
It was hilarious.
Very strange. I was like, wait a second, what? Because I had the sound off. I wasn't really sure what was going on here, and then I had to catch up. I just saw Jack Leiter going to the box. I'm like, what the hell is happening here?
That helmet was too big for him.
Yeah, it didn't look like it fit.
For sure.
He had to borrow somebody's 100%.
That'd be the first time in 4 or 5 years he's dug in.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy. Okay, coming up next here on the G-Bag Nation, what is breaking as we get ready to see if the Rangers can go to extras for a fifth game in a row? We'll get you set up for the pregame show.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever. With the experts on men's health, Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Coming up next, the fan.
All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on the fan. We got 11 minutes till the Rangers pregame show. This team needs to get healthy, and we have updates on that. Segment's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or a truck wreck, call the Frankels first. It's 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Okay, heard from Broadus at the break, your reigning G-Bag of the Day champion, Brian Broadus, and he was checking in. He was listening to our conversation about Nunez, the Mets prospect reliever that maybe the Rangers could get. It's just something floated if they did want to sell Adolis Garcia on the trade market. Pretty decent fastball slider guy with control issues, 1+ years of service, options remaining, non-sexy return, but serviceable bullpen arm with minor league options and a low salary. So, yeah, that would just be, you know, salvaging a lost season. And, you know, speaking of that, obviously these are very important games going into the All-Star break. CY joined us yesterday, said at this point you can't justify the idea that this team has earned being buyers. So, at best, we'd be standing pat, but Berger and Langford are going to start rehab assignments, and that has to be a big piece
of getting this thing back online. I mean, this Smith, Seager, Simeon, Garcia, and then Osuna, Heim, McKinney, Duran, Haggerty. What the F? That looks like a rebuilding team that had just signed Corey Seager and Marcus Semien in 2022, doesn't it?
Yeah. That does not ring through a bunch of confidence here. Billy McKinney's getting in the mix. That's pretty hilarious. Hopefully, I mean, it's nice to see Josh Smith back in the lineup, of course. But
absolutely,
yeah, this is tough sledding. This is Jacob DeGrom. We need you to go 7 innings, and can you give up one run or less, please?
I mean, yeah, it's exactly.
He's been doing pretty regularly. So the likelihood capable. Of that is high. It's high, but maybe we can give him some run support. Wouldn't that be nice?
That'd be nice.
How many strikeouts you think tonight for Jake?
Let's go with 8.
8 Ks, how many innings?
Ooh, I'm going 7. Like, they need him to go 7 for sure. Yeah.
You know, I'll say, I think he goes complete game shutout.
You got 9?
Complete game shutout for DeGrom tonight.
I mean, confidence has to be riding high, and you know he's got these guys' number. Although, did he break down the third time through the lineup, and does familiarity help the O's?
I was hoping yesterday it would with Rodgers. It did not.
No, it seemed like it helped them with Corbin there for a little while.
Yeah.
But shout out to Corbin getting it together after that. What was that, third inning that got away from him? Now, Evan Grant saying that the Rangers did have an early round of batting practice today to specifically work on situational hitting.
Okay. This about a couple months ago, right? Maybe a month ago. And they tore the cover off the ball the immediate next game. They scored like 13 runs or something like that.
That needs a part of the everyday regimen for this team.
I would think so. Yeah, I mean, you have to respect the veterans and their process for it and everything. Like, how many times can you play this card in a season where it's like, all right, everybody down on the field, mandatory BP.
Yeah.
We're getting guys on, lock in. You know, I don't know how much you can do that with professional athletes before they start to tune out. But it's definitely worth a shot, you know. And if I was on the team right now, I think part of me would feel like, oh, you know, leave me alone. I'm trying to lock in and do my best. Let me stay in my routine. But the other part, if you're in a team sport, you got to respect that a leader's trying to push any possible button to get this thing turned around, because the expectations are still there. You know, you can try to talk yourself into, oh, 2023 was a bit of a luck. They got hot at the right time. But you know, deep down in your Rangers heart, you look at this team on paper and you see winners. This still does not make any damn sense. Okay, if you are holding on to hope, these two games are crucial. Tonight and tomorrow, try to get you back to within one game of 500 before you have Padres, Angels, Astros before the break. You know, I'm trying to control this as much as possible to be close to 500 when you go into All-Star Weekend, because if you're not, I think we could return with a drastically different roster. You know, I trust CY to hold off Scrooge McDavis, you know, when it comes to spending. But if you're going to be 8-9 games below 500 when we get there in 2 weeks, then you would want him to start building long term. Thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup over there, Master Control here, 75 and Fitz. You just went 4.5 flawless once again. Thanks to Eric Chiafalo as well. Broadus told us he'll be back tomorrow.
Good news. I'm glad that Michelle's feeling better.
For Woolchuck, I'm Gavin Dawson. And until tomorrow at 2:00, you're going home with the G Bag Nation on your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores. and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.